You need to hear what the Blessed Virgin Mary did for the souls in purgatory at her moment of death, because it will convince you ever more greatly of her intercessory power for the souls in purgatory and teach us what we should do for them at our moment of death. All this revealed by Maria Sima in her book, Souls Visit Me. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Mary is for the poor souls, the Mother of Mercy. Maria Sima was told that when her holy name resounds through purgatory, the suffering souls feel a great joy. On the Feast of the Assumption, a poor soul said that Mary, at her death, had asked Jesus that all souls who at that time were in purgatory would be released, and that Christ had granted this petition to his mother. These souls had then accompanied Mary into heaven, because on that day she was crowned Mother of Mercy and Mother of Divine Grace. Mary distributes graces in purgatory according to God's holy will, and she often goes through purgatory. This is how Maria Sima saw it. This is on page 22 of this book. So the Blessed Mother has immense power for the souls in purgatory, and we can pray for them directly, or we can speak with her and develop a relationship with her, she who has the best relationship with Jesus. You cannot compete with her. She has a better relationship with Jesus than you will ever have, than you have had, than you can have in any lifetime at all. She has the best. So when we go to her and beg her, please speak to your son, she can do anything. She could empty purgatory by her very word. Yet God works with us, and he uses us as instruments as well. So we need to do everything that we can for the souls in purgatory through her. And especially on her feast days and on the feast day of the Assumption, which this is when that happened. Another thing that this can teach us is that we need to have a plan for what we're going to do when we die. We plan everything else, and I've talked to you about planning your funeral, about asking your loved ones to pray for you, to have masses set for you after you die, because you cannot do that for yourself, and you need to train your children and your spouses and your family members to know this. This needs to be part of your will. But also, what you are going to do. Do you know what you're going to do at your moment of death? Have you planned that out? Have you made a plan? Have you written it out? You've planned everything else. The next trip, what you're going to do this weekend, what you're going to do the following week, how to pay your taxes, your retirement, all these things you've planned out, I'm sure. You better, if not, go get to it. You've written these things out. There is a roadmap. What are you going to do when you die? In those last moments of your death, what are you going to offer it for? You should imitate the Blessed Mother. Whatever plans you have are not as good as hers. Whatever plans you have said before, cancel those, because those are terrible ideas. This is what you should do. Imitate her, who is far more beautiful and holy and intelligent than you. Ask for purgatory to be emptied. Now, will Jesus listen to us because we don't have as close of a relationship with him? Perhaps not, but at least we're doing what the Blessed Mother did, and we're following in amazing footsteps. However many souls Jesus releases upon our request at the moment of our death, that will be like stars on our crown in heaven forever. And we will go into our judgment having asked for mercy for others. What are we going to receive? More mercy than you can possibly imagine. My friends, I will see you in the next one.